Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News, and it's time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and that means Laura Turbide is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
There are a few signs of spring in the Finger Lakes, cold, rainy weather, robins, flowers blooming, and Kathy Brown Ryko.
Exactly. It is that time of year.
And you're now officially a sign of spring.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Well, the weather is going to turn around right away because it's time for Get Ready to Run.
And it's always nice for the cubby chase.
Oh, yes, always.
So, Laura, any other, I'm trying to think of, I usually am on top of any other news or notes, any programs or anything going on that we want to talk about first?
We're always excited. We always have our walk-in Wednesdays for employment and looking for the right folks for the right positions. So we encourage people to think about that. We, of course, just graduated our RN College of Nursing. So congratulations to our graduates. I'm always very proud of them. Community mobility screening. There's always things going on. But today we will definitely talk about Get Ready to Run. Kathy Brown Ryko, who is the longtime director of our child care center, which is the Jim Dewey Center for Early Learning, and it serves the community members as well as employees from the health system. And we are
September is 30
years.
30th anniversary.
So wow. It has been, and it is one of the very first child care centers that was certainly the first accredited one in the region, and it was really begun because of employees coming to folks years ago in leadership and saying, we want a safe, wonderful place for not just child care, but true learning and early childhood development. And Kathy took that challenge on. And with that, of course, comes the fact that child care is an expensive thing to deliver. So even though we offer it and we do wonderful things for employees and communities and try to keep affordable, we also do fundraising to help make sure that it can be affordable for families. And so this brainchild of Kathy's is about 11 years ago to begin a hubby chase. And leading up to that, we're going to talk about Get Ready to Run, because that is the most important part of this spring. You can get ready for it. You can be even me, where you're normally a little more sedentary lifestyle. This is the chance to get trained, get ready. We have 5 new celebrity coaches, I'm going to call them local celebrity coaches, champions in our region who are going to help coach people to get ready for a 5K, 10K, or 1 mile fun run, the color fun run. And this all goes to benefit children in our area. And we also share the proceeds with the Center for Autism.
All right. The Cubby Chase begins is on July 27th. The Get Ready program begins a week from today. So let's start. First thing is, you were not a runner and became a convert. And they always talk about how converts are the most zealous. Or are you one of those people that just runs no matter how awful it is out and never takes a day off and all that stuff?
Yes. Well, but I'm one of those people that, yes, I had that heyday of where I was addicted to running and it was so good for me. But I've had a little setback, and so I'm on my way back. And, you know, when you're 60s, it's a little bit challenging, but I feel so connected to the folks that I think should join Get Ready to Run, because we will get ourselves together.
And the whole idea of this program that started a few years back was, you know, if you are sitting on the couch, number one, to take away your excuse, and then number two, to make sure that you do it the right way, because you don't want to just jump right off the couch and start running. That's where injuries happen. So,
absolutely.
And like Laura said, now you've got a whole bunch of coaches to help you through. So let's talk about the Get Ready to Run program, and then we'll talk about the Cubby Chase itself.
Sure. Well, our coaches are primarily, they're physical therapists. That's their background. However, they are also very accomplished runners. And as physical therapists, they coach individuals back from the brink of all kinds of injuries. So they also know how to prevent injuries.
I was going to say, equally importantly, having them in the first place.
So we've put together a program, an 8-week program. It will meet on Tuesday nights, and we will be able to individualize the program for people that really what they're trying to do is just get into a program that gets them moving, that gets them walking, that maybe introduces them into some gentle workouts and some stretching and some nutrition ideas and some fellowship of like-minded folks that are going to get together and by the end of the 8 weeks meet the morning of Cubby Chase with their shirts, with their race bibs, and go do something really healthy for themselves and feel great about crossing that finish line.
Right. We have providers come on here all year long, and it seems like whatever ailment we're talking about, diet is one cure and exercise is the other. So, I mean, whether it's lung problems from smoking or what a heart difficulties, a good program of exercise, and you're going to feel the difference.
And it doesn't have to be something where it is so rigorous from the beginning. And that's what's the beauty of the Ready to Run program, is it really does ease people in a way with graduated steps that's very personalized for them. And I have participated, and I really do feel grateful for the opportunity. And I feel like each time you take away a little bit more. And you know how they always talk about those people, whether it's trying to quit smoking, whether it's ultimately that diet, whether it's actually getting yourself trained for that 5K, it often takes more than once. So if you are someone who has, that is part of this process, is you sort of go forward, you may have a step back, you need to continue. And I think what's beautiful about this is that there really is a cohort that's supportive. And also there's people at all levels. There are literally people cheering each other on for just truly walking around that track once at the end of the first night. And there's people who are obviously trying to improve their times from 5K to 10K. So it's, what's incredible is it really is across the board, but it also just shows that you don't have to, you just have to start with a step. We have this beautiful, beautiful area that we live in. We're so blessed with the Finger Lakes. Nearly all of us have it outside our front door. We also know there's some areas, people that don't. You don't have safe sidewalks. You don't have well lighting because we're in a more rural area. So this is a beautiful chance to be in a safe environment with the ability to get ready.
Now, have you done it? I know a few years ago you were going to, and then you suffered an injury and you had to back out.
I have done it. My best times have been sort of a run walk time. I've never been the full run from beginning to end. I will tell you, the course for Covey Chase, it is so nice because it's through a neighborhood. People are so supportive. It's a beautiful course. And also that little hill on North Street is not a little hill, but it happens early.
Yeah.
And I will also tell you, it's a longer, coming down back behind the hospital is a longer stretch than you think. I've even stopped at yard sale on my way. I was like running, walking, and there was a yard sale. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to take a peek here. So I've actually done it both the formal way and the take a stroll way. And it's wonderful no matter what because it's a beautiful out.
Oh, the atmosphere is wonderful, and some friendly Rotarians will be happy to hand you a cup of water as you run by going down on North Street.
Yes, and Castle Street is always
Castle,
right at
actually.
That corner past the Octagon House. There's that great water station you're grateful for. We've usually had good morning, early morning weather. It's also just beautiful to see families out with strollers, people participating, doing something healthy and feeling good about giving back to a cause that means something, getting up and out in the early. And honestly, you have your whole day at the end of the day. That's the beautiful part about the Covey Chase as well.
Well, when you mention the kids, that's the most important thing about Covey Chase is that there are so many children involved, and children see adults, everything adults do, and children just take that in. And when they see adults out there walking, running, being healthy, they want to do that as well. So it's such a role model experience for our very young children.
Well, you've got one of the greatest, I guess, varieties in atmosphere. It's a fun collegial atmosphere. People do it together. People push baby strollers. So you've got certified 5K, certified 10K for hardcore people, the Color Mile Fun Run. I mean, there's no reason for anybody not to do this. If you're a serious runner looking to have a time or a new personal best, go for it. If you just want to see if you can actually do this thing, you know, do it that way. Go for that.
Absolutely. You know, and it is a very congenial community. In fact, for runners who want to also participate in the brand new Geneva Half Marathon in August, Covey Chase is offering those folks a discount on their Covey Chase race, and the 10K is a great warm-up at that point to get ready. And the half, Geneva Half, is also offering a discount for Covey Chase folks. So,
perfect.
You know, the racing community is very friendly with each other.
We have one request on behalf of the Rotarian Water Station, and that is some people like to have the water splashed on them when they go by. Be very, very clear about that when you go by. We're always afraid we're going to splash somebody that didn't really want it, because some people some people want to drink, some people say splash it on me. So just maybe we should have a universal signal or something for splash it on me.
Little signs or something.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll have to put some danger signs, Rotarians ahead.
One of these days, I'm telling you, I've been doing the water station, and I'm sure I'll do it again this year. One of these days, it's going to be time to get up off the couch and do it. So.
And it is fantastic. We're grateful for everyone who comes out and supports. The other thing is we really count on our sponsors. So our sponsors make the day a huge success as well. Healthy food there, a great chance. We certainly always want to thank our sponsors, Vance, Ralph Benefits, Community Bank, CAMS.
Brindle Family Dental, Grateful Dental. Triana and Triana.
Yes, we say we've got these fantastic dentists. So people understand that this is a great way to support their community, get out, obviously raise money for an important cause. I mean, what is better than to have our children have a safe and healthy place to grow and thrive? But also, as Kathy said, what a great chance to show people that we can come together. And I'll tell you, the feeling is so positive. We always have the best, coolest medals. And it really is just this great way. We've had national placing. Yes, national placing runners there. And we've also truly had people coming up through a good neighborhood stroll, but out in the morning and just feeling positive about themselves. I know several people who set goals for themselves for their 50th birthday, for example, to do 55Ks, that kind of thing. So there, now's your chance. And if you haven't done one yet, this is really a perfect one to start with.
And by the way, start time this year is 8:30 for the 5K and 10K. So you beat the heat, because boy, some of those days it gets warm even by 10 o'clock in the morning. So. And by the way, you also have a very great partner organization in the Autism Center of Ontario, ARC, which does great work.
Yes, definitely. And we've very much enjoyed that partnership. They bring much volunteer work to the event, and so we really couldn't do it without them.
So go ahead.
And I was just going to say the easiest way, too, is you can go to Run Sign Up, and it's a website, and that's literally you just go on. You can get these discounts that Kathy was talking about.
That link is on our events page, by the way, at FingerLakesDailyNews.com.
Yeah, RunSignUp.com and Cubby Chase 5K, 10K, Color Mile. So honestly, we just encourage people to get out there. If you've got family coming in, this is a great thing to do for a vacation, one of those staycation things.
Yeah.
Lots of chances to get out and join us.
So I was just going to ask, what's new these days at the Jim Dooley Center?
Well, as I said, it's our 30th anniversary, and in 30 years, not all the playground equipment, lasts 30 years. So, in fact, we are building a new playground. We have four different playgrounds in our center, and we're building a new one. And so we're, trying to gear our fundraising toward that mission. And yes, when I retire, I would like to leave a very wonderful, new, awesome playground so the children can keep building their strength and be healthy.
And by the way, if you go on CubbyChase5K10K.org, there is a donate button if you want to help the cause. There's also a sponsorship information button if you'd like to join that list of sponsors we just mentioned.
And we've had, certainly, I would certainly say that the attendance has ranged up to the 1,000 near. So great chance to get a lot of exposure for your business, great chance to be involved with something that touches multiple people across counties, and also just a great way to come together.
And by the way, I said 28th, that was last year. It's July 27th.
Yes, 27th.
I always have to be careful. You wind up on last year's
Well, it's
year's
the
page.
Last Saturday of July.
Right.
That's our date.
So Saturday, July 27th, again, a week from today, the Get Ready program begins. Thank you both, as always. I always look forward to the conversation, and I always look forward to handing out water to the happy faces going by.
Thank you so much, and we can always use volunteers, too. So if you're out there and you just want to see it, you call us, because we will plug you in an easy way. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks. We appreciate your time, as always. It's 8:52 on the Finger Lakes Morning News.
Can you afford to raise